There's nothing like sharing a meal to help get to know someone new. That can be especially true if that person is from a different background. Earlier this week, President Trump chose not to hold the traditional dinner marking the end of the Muslim holiday Ramadan, breaking with 20 years of tradition at the White House. But in Michigan, one Muslim woman is starting a new tradition, inviting strangers over for dinner at her own house to talk about Islam. Here's the world's Shirin Jafari.
Growing up, there was one TV show Amanda Saab would not miss.
I especially loved watching Iron Chef America.
Get a little whipped cream like that. A little more whipped cream like that.
I would like watch Emeril Live and like try to make the recipe myself, and then I'd like miss something or, you know, something would be off, but then I'd figure it out because it was like trial and error, so.
Amanda was born in Michigan to Lebanese-American parents. She's always been a cook at heart. She was even on MasterChef. And her family's meals have always been a mix of two worlds.
Traditional American burgers and fries and pizzas and pastas. We grew up eating that, but as well as the Lebanese food, which is the ultimate comfort food for me.
These days, Amanda works for a nonprofit near Detroit. And in the evenings, she unleashes her inner foodie. She's at home preparing iftar, or the meal Muslims eat at sunset to break their fast during Ramadan. Potatoes turn golden in a pan. The kitchen smells of jasmine rice.
I like to add the spices in with the vegetables while I'm cooking them.
Amanda says a lot has changed over the past year. The U.S. has a new president who isn't exactly bringing Muslims and non-Muslims together. There's a disconnect, us versus them. People just don't talk to each other as much as they should, she says. So, one night, she had an idea.
I turned to my husband and said, let's invite some people over for dinner. You know, strangers that we've never met, that might have never met a Muslim before, and allow them the opportunity to get to know the real Islam.
Dinner with your Muslim neighbor was born. It works like this. Every month, Amanda and her husband post a message on Facebook and Twitter, inviting strangers over for dinner. They go through responses and come up with a list of about 10 guests. Then they get cooking. Over dishes like Lebanese-style meatballs and roasted cauliflower, the guests talk about Islam. Why do Muslims believe in one God? Does Islam have sects like Christianity does? Is she forced to wear the hijab? Amanda and her husband aren't academics. They just talk about their faith as they understand it. And they hope the dinners start conversations with people like the men Amanda overheard at a store recently.
I was in line and there was, you know, some tabloids and I was just like reading the headlines and one stood out and I was like, oh my goodness. You know, it was like, ISIS is in your backyard, like so terrible. So then, you know, a man came up behind me and he was buying a rifle rack and he was dressed in head-to-toe camo. And then another man came up behind him and he said, oh, you got to protect yourself from that, and pointed at the magazine. And then the other man said, no, you got to protect yourself from that, and he pointed at me.
Amanda didn't feel safe to respond. She was hurt. And it stuck with her, this idea that neighbors can feel so far apart. And that's what she wants to change.
Because it's so easy to fear an other that you don't know. If you can put a face to anyone, like, oh, I know a Muslim Amanda, you know, down the street. They're not really like, you know, all these bad things. Then you're not going to think, oh, I can just generalize a whole religion of 1.6 billion people.
Amanda and her husband have hosted 15 dinners so far. She's working on posting a guide online so that other people, she hopes other American Muslims, can throw their own dinners. But can a dinner change the opinion of, say, those men she overheard at the store? She says it doesn't hurt trying.
At the end of the dinners, we often hear, oh, we're just like you, and you're just like us. I'm like, exactly. And it just took a simple meal, you know, for us to realize that.
And the one guest Amanda dreams of hosting, Donald Trump. For The World, Shirin Jafari, Michigan.